Welcome to the Technori Podcast. I'm your host, Scott Catoon. Today's show is sponsored by ActiveCampaign. See why 65,000 businesses use ActiveCampaign for their marketing by signing up at ActiveCampaign.com/Technori. Get your first 2 months for free. Today's guest is John Owen, CEO of AirShare. First off, this sounds crazy to a lot of people. In the entrepreneur crazy WeWork world, where people just piss money out the door, private jets is a thing. I found out this morning that like a term is it's a PJ. Like what? Like it's so common that they've got a little term. You have to shorten private jet. The thing is, though, it's kind of misunderstood because actually behind the scenes, there is a lot of very, very reasonable options when you're looking at it from a business corporate standpoint. There are reasonable options where it makes more sense when you factor in hourly rate of consultants and people who are working on the company, the core team, the C-suite, whatever it is, needing to make multiple trips in one day, working through TSA and travel, just all this stuff. At $3,000 an hour for an 8-person, it's like $300-something an hour, which is less, far less than the amount of money that's wasted going back and forth through all of these different things. So, I mean, you know, whether that's flying, the irony here is that our guest who runs this company pretty much like actually flew in Southwest. So sometimes it's okay. But the reality is like time is money, and this is a huge money saver. And I'm seeing a ton of companies who are trying to disrupt the market, which tells you that it's getting hotter and there are more people who can actually, it's more attainable. And AirShare is certainly one of them. We talk on the show about my good buddy at FlyAuto for the share there. My dad was a pilot my whole life, so like I kind of got to see that there's something there about fly guys that are just, I don't know, it's entertaining. And I you're gonna, Rod Rakic is who I keep referring to, but Open Airplane is his company. He's been on the show. Check out that podcast. You just go to Technori Podcast on Spotify or Apple, wherever you get it. I don't know how else to describe it. There's something unique about pilots. They have great stories, and everyone kind of wants to be one or like fly. It just, you don't want to fly commercially because it sucks, but you do want to fly when it's like, ooh, it's private. It's so much more fun. And this is an example of it. And you can find out how actually you can actually afford to do this. It's like, it makes more sense for me to rent the plane for the day and take all my friends down to go somewhere, to take my business partners to go to a meeting. It actually makes more sense. So learn how you can actually be part of that cool PJ club where you're private jetting your way around. It's attainable now. This is my interview with John Owen, the CEO of AirShare. I said this right as you were walking in. You look like a pilot.
Yep.
My whole life has been, thanks to my father, inundated with pilots. So first off, my neighbor, that when I grew up, he was a captain for United Airlines. He was a Navy pilot before that. So it was like all this. My dad's like great friend in Louisiana was an Air Force pilot. My dad flew little single engine planes, Cessnas, Bonanzas, things like that. So I used to fly around them. You remind me of my dad's flight instructor, Sam. I forget Sam's last name, but I never forgot it. There's a certain, my partner, Mike Rothman, is a big enthusiast. He has several jets and like is all into it. There's something about I mean this in the most positive way.
I was going to say, I'll take that as a compliment.
This is all good. Yeah. in the vein of Top Gun 2, which is coming out sometime soon, flyboys have there's just something about being, I don't know if it's, there's a swagger about seeing things flying by with engines. There's something about it that all have this look. Even the, Sam, if you remember FlyAuto, we had FlyAuto on the show. Are you familiar with FlyAuto?
Uh-uh.
So it's, you can basically rent out, it's like a ride share for like single engine.
Okay.
So literally like I'm heading to Davenport and you can hop in and it's scalable in the sense that you can do a lot of micro flights, but it's not scalable in the sense of like there's a weight limit that's very, like very clear. There's like, you know, one heavy person, one light person, or two medium people. Like
right.
That's it.
Yeah.
And so I just remember him coming on the show and being like, I started this company because I was lonely. I was like, okay. He's like, I used to fly. My wife didn't want to fly with me. So I was like, oh, you know what? I'll give people little trips. And then it turned into a big business. Now he's crushing it.
You do see a lot of people in this business that have been kind of lifelong aviation people.
Totally.
I was not. I've been in about 3.5 years, but our company's been around about 20 years is littered with them.
Yeah.
And you kind of get jealous of them because I didn't really know this was out there. When I first came on, we had some smaller airplanes like a Mooney and a Bonanza.
Yep.
And I had never been in a small airplane ever. And the first time you get in one, you're kind of like, okay. And then you get, you're like, this is pretty cool.
So that's,
now you can see
so
how people get hooked
so
at a young age. Yep.
And I think this is a divisive thing for people. This will tell you, I mean, no disrespect to teachers. My whole family is teachers. So I'm just saying this ahead of time. I don't mean disrespect. My wife is a teacher. My mom's a teacher. Teachers like little risk. People who are like entrepreneurs want risk on tap. You either get in that Bonanza. First, you comment on how cool the tail is. So get past that. You hop in the Bonanza, and you either say this is a coffin with wings, and you get the hell out and you go teach, or you're like, holy shit, I'm flying, and there's a bird next. Like, this is crazy. My dad was that way. I prefer the bigger jets. Like to me, I saw a coffin with wings, but still, like, when I'm flying it myself, that was awesome.
Yeah.
And so I say all this because we're teeing up a show where I think we're going to go all over the map with this. We're going to take a good trip. I've talked to the folks from Wheels Up. We've talked to some of the guys from NetJets. I've all kinds of things. Like, just today, just to give people context here, and we're going to learn more about AirShare and how this all works. One of my buddies has a wedding coming up in May. And his best man made a USGA golf tournament that's like super hard to get into. And it turns out it's the day after the wedding. And so he said this to me this morning. He's like, oh yeah, I'm just going to have to do a PJ and show up over whatever. And I was like, I'm sorry, a what? He's like, a PJ. I'm like, what the fuck is a PJ? Private jet. It's such a thing now among a certain type of person that it's called PJ. Like, it's like I have no idea.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
a thing.
Yeah.
So like, I think this is, we've all seen the prices and the things that go on with like commercial air. We've seen the ability for you to take a trip with like, 8-10 people and bring that price down significantly. I think this is going to be a big thing moving forward, especially as we get into like conservation of energy and more use case of gasoline and so on and so forth.
We agree. We think it's always kind of had a little bit of a stigma to it.
Yep.
But with several of the new interests that have come over in the last several years, Wheels Up and many, many others, you're starting to see that go away a little bit because you figure out that it's a really good productivity tool.
Oh,
it's
sure.
not just for the luxury travel to their vacation house, but with AirShare, most of our customers are businesses.
Yep.
And it's I was telling a story just a little bit ago. We've got a customer prospect that I was just talking to the other day that takes a trip out to California for one meeting, yep. 1 hour meeting, and it takes them 3 days.
Yep.
Because they got to fly all the way out to California commercially.
Wait around get in the TSA, car, get back and forth, pack your stuff.
Get in the car, drive 2-3 hours to the location that they're yep. going to. By then, it's nighttime, their meeting's the next day, and they've got to turn around on the third day, do all yep. that all the way back.
Yep.
And we kind of ran that for them, and it's a 9-hour trip that they can get done. They can leave in the morning and be back for soccer practice.
Can you price quote, like, how does some of that, like, you don't have to if you don't want to, but like, how does it compare? Give me the level of pay for like being able to, like, I own the jet, I rent the jet, I do AirShare, I do corporate with a family. Like, you can make the numbers work so that it makes sense. I only ask you because I have a point afterward that I think is important for people.
Usually the pricing works, the more committed the customer is, the better rate that they're going to have.
Yep.
So you hear there's charter. So you can just go out and there's several charter companies you can yep. call up and get any airplane.
Net
you
jets,
want.
Things like that.
So they're kind of a different spot. But on the charter, a lot of people doing it. You can get any airplane you want. That's typically the most expensive because it's one off and there's no commitment. Then you get into the jet cards where you may be putting it a little bit of money down, a chunk of money down, committing your to a number of hours, number of days, and then the price starts dragging down. Then you get into the fractional side of spaces where you're going to own a portion of the airplane. You're going to pay a monthly fee for your pro rata portion of pilots, hangar, insurance, yep. things like that. And then you're going to pay typically a cheaper hourly rate for those particular products because you may be in a 3-5 year commitment with that. And then you've got the whole aircraft ownership, which makes sense if you fly enough. And,
yep.
Our kind of cutoff is 250 hours or so. But, you can, depending on what airplane you want, you can fly as cheap as $3,000 an hour to, $10,000-$20,000 an yep. hour. It all kind of depends on what you need and what you want.
Which, again, if you divide, like, so if you're talking about, give me the planes that you're flying, let's go to the 3,000 an hour. How many seats are in that plane? And is it something that you
That'll
can
be
share?
Four to eight seats.
Four to eight seats, and you can share, right? Like you can either do a share.
We do not share. So AirShare, we operate about 50 airplanes.
Yep.
We have half on the fractional side, which is the NetJets, that yep. kind of model that people are typically used to seeing. And then the other half are managed airplanes where you have an airplane, you don't want to deal with hiring the pilots, dealing with the flight operations.
So I said that to make sure, like, so to clarify, it's not going to be like you're going to put two people in and I'm asking for three. It's not like that. It's like I'm taking this plane.
Yeah.
For this 9 hours of my 250 hours that you want me to use at minimum.
That's right.
At $3,000 an hour. But if you do the math on an 8-person executive team, if you do your car ride, all your stuff, and this is the part, and I understand why this is the part that like middle America is like, what? This sounds like a, you know, very rich person's problem. The reality is the time is very expensive.
The time is everything. That's right. It's often hard to justify by pure cost. Hey, should we put six people on Southwest or six people on this? But the time savings that you get, and they're essentially, you probably hear this, boardrooms in the sky.
Yep.
You know, all our planes are equipped with Wi-Fi, so you can make calls. We do conference calls yep. while we're in the air. I mean, you can get access to Wi-Fi, do all your emails, do whatever work you may need. So you don't lose any productivity. So not only are you saving time by not going through TSA and not having to go get the rental car and drive, you know, 2 to 3 hours to your location, because with private airplanes, ours can get to 10 times as many airports yep. as you can commercially. So you're saving all kinds of just time, but then the time that you have on the airplane is unbelievably productive because yep. you got access to whoever you need to, whether they're on the plane or not.
Which is, this starts getting more interesting to me. Obviously there's personal use, and that's, it's kind of one thing, more of a luxury. When you start to get to businesses, one of the things that I have, I guess this is not the greatest comparison, but bear with me. The restaurant industry has they feed you, right? There's no real variety here. Like, I'm just going to feed you. So you're going to pay me. Some people pay $1.47 for a sandwich. Some people pay $1,000 for a fancy dinner. The end goal is that you got fed. The end goal for you guys is that you got to your destination back and forth. But the interesting part about, I think, the new sort of evolution of airline is that it can be sub-branded in a million directions. You can make the most luxury experience ever, or you can go down to Flyotto, where it's just, you know, three Joes and a Cessna flying across, you know, rural Iowa. The math is getting to a point where it is actually like, okay, do you want to have like the highest end, or do you want to have, you know, something towards the middle, which I think is a unique opportunity that you guys are in a position to serve.
Well, and it's not all or nothing either.
Correct.
Because we have customers with significant shares in airplanes with us that quite often take commercial airlines when it makes sense. Because if it's one person going directly to a location where there's a lot of back and forth that day, well, then that person may decide to just hop on a commercial airline. But if you've got it, we do a lot of franchisees, universities for recruiting purposes, banks, insurance companies, construction companies, where our model really works well, because we sell days. That's kind of the big differentiator yep. between AirShare and everybody else is you'll hear how much is an hour, how many hours did you buy. We sell days. So a share in AirShare is 20 days, but you can use as many hours as you want.
Yep.
So if you're a university that wants to hit five or six locations in a day, you may burn 6-7 hours in a day. Well, you do that over the course of 20 days, you're looking at 100+ hours within a share that is typically going to cost you, or it's going to be 50 hours worth in another program. Yeah. So, and the plane and pilot stay with you all day for us. So that's another differentiator is you. So if you've got a meeting and say you're going to, so I live in Kansas City, and say I'm going to Colorado for a meeting for the day, and I think it's going to take me all day, and at 5 o'clock, I think it's going to be time to come back. Well, maybe the meeting goes real quick. I'm done by noon. The thing is, I just call the pilots and say, we're ready to go. Pilots say, okay, we'll be ready in 30 minutes and you're back home. Or we've even added stops during the day because yep. the plane is, again, the plane and pilots are there with you all day. So it's kind of, it's your plane, your day, essentially.
So tell me a little bit about the origin of this and how you decided that this is a thing that I'm going to get into and what that looks like. Because I feel like many companies have, you know, sunken costs, overhead that they have to get off the ground, and there's marketing and stuff. This literally needs to get off the ground. Like, I mean that in the lamest joke. How do you decide, like, this is what I'm going to do? Like, what was the intro into this for you?
So I did not start it. We AirShare has been around about 20 years. What we're working at to now is really launch it and grow it and expand it.
Yep.
What was
in the origin, though? Like, isn't the original one was just like...
It was a handful of smaller airplanes, yep, like you mentioned earlier. Started out of Wichita, Kansas. Started primarily as a business tool, and has slowly grown up from there. And so now we're currently in the Midwest, Oklahoma, Texas. We just expanded up into this region with Chicago, Indy, Cincy, Louisville, Milwaukee. But you know, we're still, you know, not quite as big as the other guys, but yep, we've got a lot of room to expand, not only in this territory, but northeast, southeast, and some others. So we're looking at really getting the business going and growing it from here.
But in the space that you guys are serving in, which you've kind of isolated, when we show like there's the own and all the way down, what makes you guys choose this spot versus being like NetJets or being like, how do you decide on who this is going to be? And how do you carve out the differentiator? Because I feel like we get messages because we have founders and entrepreneurs and like that have, you know, big investors spend money and they think they're very important or whatever, on Instagram quite a bit, of like different jet companies who reach out and like tag us in this or whatever. And I always wonder, like, how do you differentiate and find your market? Because it's like a certain type of person that this is like a viable option for. It's just getting broader.
Right. So we also operate in light, smaller jets. So 4-seat to 8-seat jets. Yep. So I would call us, it can be a more of an introductory product, because we deal with a lot of entrepreneurs and people that have just built businesses and really started to grow them significantly, and their time becomes a lot more valuable, yeah, or they're expanding into new territory. So with the types of airplanes we fly, it's a lot more economical to get into if you're a company starting to build your brand.
Yep.
And then as you grow up into needing bigger airplanes that go further distances, we can also offer that as well in our larger fractional airplanes, and then also our managed fleet, which can take you overseas if you need to. So what we like to see is kind of that stair step customer that, yep, hey, you know what, you only need a couple days or you need 10 days. So we've got a product for that in a small airplane that's going to be the most economical fit for you. And as you grow into further territories that take you out to the coast or wherever it may be, then we kind of start to stair step you up into those products as needed. But it can be a very, very good tool for somebody that's just now building a business, and like I said, their time becomes much more valuable.
So I have to ask this, because every person that I know who comes from the sort of flying background have great stories. You've got to have some great stories of like either use cases or people that you've been able to like meet through this. Like, just, I would love to know like some of the, like, and it could be a completely disaster, or it could be like, we saved a wedding because we brought the groom and we couldn't find him.
So we get a lot of those stories all the time, where, you know, maybe, you know, unfortunately we get some that are where somebody's about to pass away,
yep,
and they cannot get there commercially. And so we'll scramble around to find them an airplane to get them where they need to go. Then there's some of the more fun things, which we developed a partnership with Patrick Mahomes just a couple of years ago, and he has been a great customer of, yeah, ours. I mean, he uses it for not only personal, but a lot of business, traveling around to his other partnership type sponsorship events. But he couldn't be a nicer guy. So we kind of do, you know, a little bit, a lot of the business, but then you've got the Mahomes side of things and some other. You know, Tom Watson has been a long time, yep, partnership with us, so yeah, we get to meet a lot of fun.
At least
people.
For Mahomes, I mean, he literally never has to change his shirt. He's got AirShare red, Kansas City Chiefs red, Allstate red. He's good to go.
There you go.
It's perfect.
Yeah,
this is very cool. I appreciate you guys taking the time to come in here. What would be the, if you could give one sales pitch to any of the people out there listening right now who would be in your sort of neck of the woods, if you will, of why AirShare versus anything else, what would that be?
I will tell you that the day-based model is by far and away the best product for a business customer. Because again, the plane and pilot stay with you all day. You can use as many hours you want in a day, and you're going to get a lot more for your money out of an AirShare share than you will with anybody else.
Very good. Where do people go?
As in flying?
That too. Where do they go to sign up for this and do it?
FlyAirShare.com.
All right. Very cool. I appreciate you taking the time.
Thank you.
Of course.
Appreciate it.
if you've got any tech questions or just want to, you know, chat with me, DM on Instagram or Twitter at Technori or at Katoon. To invest in featured startups or apply to pitch on the Saturday Startup Showcase live on WGN Radio, go to technori.com. Boom. That's a wrap.